morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles C., tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex Wheat Herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir!
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds!
What he's saying is that only Culex Wheat Herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Trump administration plans to propose this week a new Waters of the U.S. rule to replace the much-criticized WOTUS rule from the Obama administration issued in 2015. The new EPA Army Corps WOTUS rule could finally simplify and clear up confusion over what is and isn't a water the government can require a permit to change under the Clean Water Act. And gone could be the jurisdiction over many ditches, potholes, and streams that only fill up when it rains, and the threat of huge fines for not having a permit. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish.
I do believe it's going to be something we can support, primarily because this administration has done so much outreach, and I think they're going to provide the clarity we need to protect water quality and provide the clarity that keeps farmers out of the problems with the Clean Water Act.
And in the Obama-era rule.
I think most core staff that are having to implement this understand that this rule is short-lived. It's going to go away one way or the other. Either the courts are going to find it illegal, or this administration is going to finalize a rule that repeals it, and they're not necessarily in favor of doing work that are going to have to be redone.
Parrish says that a Texas judge could rule soon on the Obama-era WOTUS rule that regulates vast tracts of land features nationwide and is still in force in 22 states.
And if he rules that this rule was adopted, you know, either reading the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act or whether it, you know, violated the Constitution in some way, you know, we're going to know that right after the first of the year in all likelihood.
The Texas ruling or others and the new rule itself could also be challenged in the courts, to which Parrish says, then we'll litigate that rule. In other news, lawmakers will consider and are expected to pass the farm bill this week or possibly next. Long awaited by agriculture, the farm bill will continue to provide a much-needed safety net as the industry endures a depressed farm economy. Ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson, has said that he expects the House to consider the farm bill Wednesday, followed by a Senate vote on Thursday, though some say consideration of the bill could spill into next week, the final expected week of the current congressional session. Speaking to reporters last week, Peterson said almost all House Democrats are likely to vote for the bill. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, December 13th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 25,100 head to be sold, including 5,000 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves. To find out the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.